Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 to 9. This is what the Lord says: Sing with joy for Jacob, shout for the foremost of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble, because I am Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn son. A year ago, Christians, especially Lutheran Christians, celebrated the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. 500 years ago, all of Europe was caught up in a time of unparalleled change. The Reformation changed how people looked at God and at themselves. 501 years later, very little has changed. Lutheran Christians still look upon God as a God of grace, a God known primarily for his loving forgiveness of sins based on Christ's sacrifice. Lutheran Christians look upon themselves as sinners and saints at the same time. They believe in and practice confession and absolution. They have a sure and blessed hope of heaven based on the promises of God and the completed work of Christ. So, while little has changed for Lutheran Christians, we can also say everything is changing, and that change happens every day. Every day the Holy Spirit is bringing people to faith or renewing faith that has faltered or waned. Of course, this is not just a Lutheran or Reformation thing. This is the work of God that Jeremiah prophesied about. In our reading, we see sharp contrast indicative of great change. The people of God, the ones he saved for his own glory, sing for joy and come with weeping. They shout and they pray. The blind, the lame, and the expectant mothers return to their God on a level path where they will not stumble. Everything changed for God's Old Testament people Israel when they heeded the words of the prophets. When they listened carefully to men like Jeremiah and Isaiah, they saw God's grace and mercy, his loving desire to be in relationship with them. They saw their sin and their need to repent, and everything changed. There was Reformation well before there was the Reformation. God has been changing people since the fall into sin. He has been and is still calling us home on the path of salvation he established through Christ, leading us by faith step by step. This Reformation is the change that brings us home. Lord God, thank you for calling me heavenward in Christ. Lead me safely home by faith in him as my Savior. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.